And we're standing here in front of the Invercargill Vegan Society World Vegan Day, 1st November 2011 tree, planted in, guess where, in 2011. And I've got my friend Julie with me. And my thing is, I always do a long introduction and people are like, yeah, Jordan, we know you've got a guest with you. So just hand up and hand over the microphone and say, you know, literally I'm standing here and she's looking like really aghast. She's got her mouth open and she's like, oh, this guy's an idiot. And then you're like, shut up, Jordan, and just do that thing where you like swing your arm over like you're trying to hit her in the face. So my guest here today is...
Kia ora, this is Julie from Animal Rights and Wrongs.
And we are standing in front of this wonderful tree, aren't we?
Yeah, and I would have spoken earlier, but Jordan's way a lot taller than me. I couldn't actually reach the microphone. It is a beautiful tree. It's this kauri tree, and apparently it's quite young, but it's looking pretty impressive already.
It's about 6 years old, because they said it was 5 years when we got it. And yeah, it is a whole year old, and it's a little bit taller, like... What's the best?
It's taller than you.
Yeah, let's use some freedom units. It's about a freedom unit, a foot taller than it was last year. But it's a lot thicker. It's about twice as thick. And there's a bamboo post next to it to keep it nice and tall and strong, like a kauri tree should be, right? And now it's twice as thick as the post that's with it. So it's growing, right?
It is. It's looking pretty sturdy. And I'm excited. The fact that we're standing here now, this tree's a year old.
And oh, I should just give some background. She's got a stick in her hand and she's like tapping the ground emphatically with the stick. Like, this is my ground. This is my stick.
I am. I found it. It's a beautiful. It must have fallen off one of the other trees we've been walking around. And it's quite a beautiful stick. And I felt the need to walk around with it. I wouldn't quite call it a staff, it isn't quite that strong, but so I'm tapping the ground as I speak, this whenua here, this land right here. So thinking a year ago this tree was planted, here we are, 2012, looking at this tree. And I'm just excited to think about, you know, what's going to be happening in the life of this tree. It's going to be here for so many hundreds, hopefully even, you know, over 1,000 years. And the people that are going to pass by this tree and see this tree and, you know, it's got a Vegan Society plaque below it. I don't know, just thinking of what the world is going to be like, the changes that this tree is going to be seeing.
Well, by the time that, you know, in our lifetimes, I've said before in the last episode about just the things that changed in 70 years' time, from first powered flight to going to the moon, and just Jesse Owens about not being allowed to go up an elevator to his own gold medal Olympic ceremony, and then, you know, we have Usain Bolt now, another ethnically African man that shows up every chance you get. What's this going to be like in 70 years' time for veganism, if we say that veganism became really big in, like, maybe the late 80s or so, and in the UK is when sort of animal rights and veganism first sort of really exploded in the Western world, and yeah, we're going to come back here when we're sort of, you know, really old and in the last years of our life, and we'll be able to see the tree and say, I remember when this tree was barely bigger than Jordan, and now it's 5 stories tall, and it's like so thick that in the future, after climate change, people live in trees, and we all live in tree houses, and there'll be people living in our tree. And I say, hey, I'll be the landlord. Well, the tree lord, actually, I call myself at the time, because it's not on the land, it's in the tree. But I'll be like, I planted that tree when it was little, and now you pay me rent. Isn't it going to be fantastic?
I'm still stuck on that bit about the moon landing, but we'll get back to that.
Well, thank you for standing in front of our tree together. And of course, as you're an honorary Invercargill Vegan Society member, as part of the Wellington branch of the Invercargill Vegan Society, it's your tree as well. So let's give the tree a bit of a shake on the branch.
Thank you. I love like this tree. It. Hey, tree, this is a beautiful tree. And I like the way that the tree can look over the...
Federated Farmers and Dairy New Zealand.
Farmers over there, and just thinking of all the changes that this tree is going to see.
Yeah, we've got our eye on you, or our tree on you, mister.
Yeah, we've got our tree on you.
Well, thank you, Julie.
Thank you. And thank you, tree.